I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Mono County Public Health has confirmed a second death related to hantavirus in the town of Mammoth Lakes. Hantavirus is a serious and often fatal illness spread primarily through contact with infected deer mouse droppings, urine, or saliva. Deer mice are widespread in the eastern Sierra region. Hantavirus pulmonary syndrome is uncommon but extremely dangerous, said Dr. Tim Boo, a Mono County health officer. We urge residents and visitors to pay attention to the presence of mice indoors and other enclosed spaces and take precautions to reduce the risk of infection, especially with cleaning up areas where rodent activity is present. Each hantavirus case is investigated by local and state public health officials. The exposure for one of the two confirmed cases this year may have occurred while vacuuming rodent waste, while the other individual is likely exposed at home during a known infestation. A third possible case is currently under investigation prior to these cases. The last confirmed hantavirus infections in Mono County occurred in 2019. Since the first local case in 1993, Mono County has recorded 26 confirmed hantavirus cases tied to exposure in the county, the most in the state of California. 20 of these infections were in county residents and 6 in people who had visited Mono County and became infected. 2 cases within a 3-week span during late winter are unusual, as most cases are typically reported in the spring and summer. Rodent trapping in places where the first case may have been exposed found that 27% of the captured deer mice tested positive for hantavirus, consistent with the county's typical baseline of around 25%. Public health urges community members and visitors to remain vigilant for signs of rodent activity, particularly in homes, cabin sheds, garages, and other enclosed spaces. Infested vehicles may be risky, too. Follow these guidelines to reduce your risk. Seal up all gaps in your home larger than a pencil width to prevent mice from entering. Store food in a rodent-proof container. Trap mice using snap traps, not glue or live traps. Avoid vacuuming or sweeping rodent droppings, nest, or urine. Air out in closed spaces for at least 30 minutes before activities. Spray contaminated areas with a disinfectant or a freshly made 10% bleach solution and let sit 5 minutes or more before wiping. Wear gloves and an N95 or higher mask when cleaning. Contact public health for free N95 masks. Do not eat food that may have been contaminated by rodents, and always wash your hands thoroughly after any potential exposure. There's more to this article, and that can be found on SierraWave.net. Northern Inyo Healthcare District Chief Executive Officer Stephen Del Rossi announced his resignation effective April 1st to district staff. Tuesday afternoon, Del Rossi, who has served as CEO since May 2023, earlier informed the NIHD Board of Directors of his decision, citing family commitments and the need to focus more time out of the Eastern Sierra. He says it's been his honor and privilege to serve NIHD for the last 3 years, especially during my time as CEO, Del Rossi said in his message to the NIHD staff. I am proud of the incredible work we have accomplished, and I believe now is the time for new leadership to steer the district's next chapter. Del Rossi joined NIHD as chief financial officer and later stepped into the CEO role. In an email to staff following Del Rossi's announcement, Board Chair Gene Turner thanked him for offering much-needed stability and leadership as CFO in a time of uncertainty. As CEO, Stephen continued his work to move the district forward and steer our course for continued success, Turner wrote to the staff. On behalf of the board, we express our gratitude to Stephen for his hard work, dedication, and service. We wish him and his family the very best. Until further notice, NIHD's Chief Operation and Nursing Officer, Allison Partridge, will serve as Acting Chief Executive Officer. The board will begin the process of identifying permanent leadership in the coming weeks. There's more to this article as well, and it can be found at SierraWave.net or on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.